Thank you, Sam. Now here is Jane to introduce our last group of news stories.
We now have a variety of stories from around the city. If you live in a council flat, you may be pleased to hear that you will soon be allowed to keep cockroaches as pets. Just don't ask our editor what he thinks of the idea. He is much happier with the remaining stories. The Norwich Library is reopening on July the 29th. La Traviata is coming to the Theatre Royal from July the 31st to August the 2nd. And the Bishop's Garden is opening for Vision Norfolk on Sunday, July the 26th, when you will have a chance to hear the choir that entertained Chatterbox volunteers at our recent tea party. Here is Robin. I'm not sure if he wants to keep a cockroach as a pet.
People living in tower blocks could soon be allowed to keep cockroaches and rats under City Hall's plans to scrap a ban on pets. Council tenants in flats are restricted on keeping animals, but Norwich City Council is looking to update its policy to allow different types of creatures to be kept. While traditional pets like cats, dogs and rabbits are set to be allowed, more unusual animals could also be permitted. Among these are cockroaches, rats, mice, hedgehogs, snakes and other reptiles. If the ban is scrapped, permission would not be needed to keep the animals. But the council states responsible ownership rules must be followed, covering noise, cleanliness, animal welfare, communal areas, and being a good neighbour. But others have raised concerns over noise and mess that might be caused from scrapping the ban. Norwich City Council is holding a consultation which allows those living in the flats to have their say until August the 9th.
An opening date for the revamped Norfolk and Norwich Millennium Library has been revealed, along with a sneak peek at some of the changes after its 1.3 million revamp. Norfolk County Council has confirmed the library within the Forum in Norwich will reopen to the public at 10 a.m. on Wednesday, July the 29th. The council has also released some pictures, giving a glimpse of what people can expect once the library, which celebrates its 25th birthday this year, reopens its doors. The library, one of the busiest public libraries in the country, with 1 million visitors a year, shut for the revamp on Monday, April the 27th. Pat Gould, Norfolk County Council's Cabinet Member for Countryside, Coast and Culture, said, "We should be really proud that the Millennium Library is one of the busiest and most loved libraries in the country, and this refurbishment will help it to stay that way. The improvements include a new bookshop-style entrance to make browsing easier, increased study space, a redesigned river-themed early years library, dedicated new areas for children and teenagers, improved accessibility, enhanced lighting and furniture, integrated power and USB charging points, and a new space for events and talks."
A first look has been revealed at one of opera's most unforgettable love stories coming to the city. La Traviata is set to take centre stage at Norwich Theatre Royal, transporting audiences to the opulence of late 19th century Paris. The opera follows the story of Violetta, a courtesan at the height of her social fame, whose life is transformed after meeting the passionate Alfredo. Their romance, however, takes a heartbreaking turn amidst a society quick to judge. Inspired by La Belle Époque, the production features the renowned soprano Alexandra Novakovsky and the Buxton International Festival Orchestra. The opera, a collaboration between Norwich Theatre and Buxton International Festival, will be sung in Italian with English subtitles. La Traviata will be performed at the Theatre Royal from July the 31st to August the 2nd. For more information or to book, visit norwichtheatre.org or call the box office on 01603 630 000.
The Bishop's Garden in Norwich will hold its final open day of the summer later this month. The event, which serves as a garden party, will raise funds for sight loss charity Vision Norfolk. Visitors can explore the 4-acre garden, featuring colourful borders, exotic plants and productive fruit, vegetable and herb gardens. The garden, which has been maintained for over 900 years, also boasts a 400-year-old pear tree, a 700-year-old ruin, and a hebe shrub grown from a crack cutting taken from Queen Victoria's wedding bouquet. The garden offers a unique view of the north side of Norwich Cathedral. Entertainment for the day will include Vision Norfolk's choir, along with a selection of refreshments and a plant stall. The garden will open on Sunday, July the 26th, from 1 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Admission will be £5, with children and wheelchair users admitted free. Tickets can also be bought at the gate. Assistance dogs only are allowed on the premises. More details and advanced ticket sales can be found at www.visionnorfolk.org.uk/26 July 2026, 220th Anniversary Summer Garden Party.